History of Old Paths Baptist Church, Northfield, Minnesota, coming to you from the concrete cave from our Southern Command Center in parts unknown. And we are here right now with you live. And the reason we are live is because this stinking world needs the truth more than ever. And tomorrow, we are going to be at this event, Saturday, June 3rd, 2023, Ride in the Park. I don't think I've missed one yet. This is the third annual one, and I think I've been an unhonorary guest every year. Pastor Cooley and OPBC, the men of OPBC, we are definitely there. And Lord willing, we'll be there tomorrow. And I'm going to show you some of the people that support this wickedness, this sin. And also show you the organizations that support this sin. And also show you some other things in the news about all this stuff. Now, I have to give you, for tomorrow, not today, today's broadcast should be okay. Today's broadcast should be okay, but tomorrow, in between that 12 and 4 p.m., when we broadcast, parental discretion is advised. Do not have your underage children listen to it. If you women don't really want to hear it, I don't blame you. But here's why I put it on Rumble and I put it on YouTube. It will not go on Sermon Audio. Sermon Audio is the family channel. And I typically try to blot out any cuss word, anything like that. I don't put on there. A lot of the street preaching videos never make it to Sermon Audio. My goal is not to defile you. However, I think it is somewhat important for parents, excuse me, for people, for Christians, to see how depraved, how wicked, how vile, how perverted the LGBTQ community actually is. I think it's important for people to see it. I think it's important for them to see, especially Christians, because Christians need to see what we come up to, know what's going on out there, to really get a clue. And maybe, just maybe, it'll put some fight in you. Maybe it'll put some fight in you for you to understand what's going on out there. As we are watching the false prophets, P-R-O-F-I-T-S. Yes, I spelled it that way on purpose. For you to understand how absolutely vile it is out there and what this agenda wants to do. What this satanic agenda is about. And it is a completely spiritual battle. It is a spiritual battle. It absolutely is. And if you lose sight of that, that it's a spiritual battle, that it's a war, then you know what you're going to do? You're going to go back to sleep. You're going to go to sleep. Look at Romans 13. Look at verse number 11. You're listening to me, aren't you, Ross Duncan? I know you are. Put down the biscuit and listen to me, Ross. I just had to give him a hard time. All right. Anyway. Romans chapter 13. Verse number 11. You see, they call cookies biscuits over there in England. I'm sorry. England, Scotland, Great Britain, the United Kingdom. I was giving you a hard time, Brother Ross. I just wanted to shout out to you. Leno's having biscuits right now. And those are, he's not talking about biscuits like you Southerners in America have biscuits. When you have biscuits and gravy. He's talking about cookies. Those are biscuits. Anyway, all right. But look what Romans chapter 13. And that knowing the time. That now it is high time. And that knowing the time, that now it is high time. It's not tea time, it's high time. And that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness. Let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envying. But put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ and make not provision for the flesh. To fulfill the lusts thereof. Folks, it is high time to awake out of sleep. I want to show you this post I put on my Facebook page here this morning or this afternoon. I want to read it to you. I said, how many pastors out there are willing to go out this month and preach the gospel and reprove the wicked works of darkness? The LGBTQ have come out of the closet and will spread their religion everywhere. Will you stay shut up in your church buildings and not take the spiritual fight to them where evangelism is done in the world? Will you go with the gospel tracts and preaching and banners and advertise for Christ and his kingdom? Will their perversion go without challenge this month while they boldly proclaim their satanic pride and false gospel? Will the false churches go without opposition by the godly men who have the gospel? Will you hide while they pride? While false churches have pride events and drag queen shows in their building, will none of you bring the gospel to the gates of the enemies and warn them? Ephesians 5:11, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove. Good question. Look at that. Not very many people have said a whole lot of stuff on there, have they? Not too many on there. Not too many commenting. Not too many wanting to say too much about it. Kind of being a little squeamish and quiet, aren't they? Boy, if I say something about Trump, man, those Baptist pastor friends of mine are all ready to defend Trump. Right? Not much said about this, though. Pretty quiet. And that's the problem. Too many quiet ones. Not making enough noise. Not waking up and making some noise. Soldiers that want to go to sleep. Being lulled to sleep by the world. They won't take the fight to them. And I mean with the gospel. They won't spiritually go out in war. I preached a sermon on that years ago, Brother Ross. Dumb dogs that don't bark. Won't say a word. Right? That's an old one right there, Brother Ross. That one goes way back. Way back into the Wayback Machine there. So we're going to look at this. And this fight's coming right, this spiritual fight. Now listen to me. I've preached the gospel for years. I've never laid a finger on these people. I'm not talking about physical. Spiritual. My sword is the word of God. The King James Bible. I've had all of them threaten me. I've never threatened them. I just told one guy last year at one of the events, so I'm making it clear, I ain't moving, I ain't going nowhere. I'm making it clear, you're threatening me. But I'm making it clear that my battle's with the Word of God, because that's the only thing that can change a sick, perverted heart, is the Scriptures. You can make as many laws as you want to. The law never changed a man's heart. But grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. So this is that Pride at the Park event. Here's their website. Oh, look, God loves you. No exceptions. Bethel Lutheran Church. So here's the first apostate that I'll show you. These are the apostates. These are the false prophets. These are the ones that fill the church of Antichrist. By the way, I'm going to preach them a message tomorrow a few times over. And let's see. I got it here somewhere. I said I'm going to preach an anti-sermon tomorrow. I mean an anti/sermon there. That the LGBTQ are anti-family, anti-male-female, anti-patriarchy, anti-baby, anti-Christ, anti-science, and anti-common sense. Make sure they understand that real well. So I'm going to do my best to preach that tomorrow. So they understand. All right. Well, here we go. Here's the pride at the park. These are going to be your number one players here. Here's your sponsors. Oh, look. First United Church of Christ. So they're supporting. They're supporting that event. And by the way, I want to make something really clear. Those churches that are in that town that aren't on this list, but they won't preach against this openly. They won't stand outside of there and defy those heathens that are putting this on. If they don't do that, then they're with them. They're worse because they're dead dogs that cannot bark. So, remember Miss Moxie last year? That dude that dresses like a woman? In drag? Yep. The dude in drag is going to be there tomorrow. Yep. The United Church of Christ, Eminent Brewing. Well, yeah, sure, a bunch of drunks. Why wouldn't they be, right? Vendors and exhibitors. Faith organizations. Ah. Here's where the real false profits, P-R-O-F-I-T-S. It's all about the money. All about the money. All Saints Episcopal Church. How about you call it, I'll change their name for you, No Saints Episcopal Church. No Saints Episcopal Church. How do you like the name? That would be an honest name. No Saints Episcopal Church. Oh, look. Friday, they got a strumming up devils meeting. Contemplative prayer at the fireside at 12:15. So the witches are going to be strumming up devils for the event tomorrow. Isn't that wonderful? You don't know what contemplative prayer is? It's mysticism. Same stuff that all the mystic Catholic witches practice for years. Same stuff that, God forbid, the same stuff that Ignatius Loyola, the Jesuit, the ruler of the, or the leader of the Counter-Reformation. Hail thee, festival day. Boy, that's got to be weird. The contemplative prayer at 12:15. There you go. So this is the No Saints Episcopal Church, known as All Saints Episcopal Church. Okay. There you go. And then you have Bethel Lutheran Church. Bethel Lutheran Church shares Christ's love with a big heart. Well, since God is more than love, which God is love, but he's not just love, do you share God's wrath with a big heart? I do. I share God's wrath with a big heart. See? Knowing, therefore, the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. You see, we know the terror of the Lord. We celebrate. Here's Bethel Lutheran's church. We celebrate all people as children of God. Well, you're a liar then. You know why you're a liar? Galatians 3:26 says, "For ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus." So you're wrong. And you're teaching people wrong. You're lying to them. You have the greater damnation. We celebrate all people as children of God. We unconditionally welcome diversity of age, race, citizenship, ethnicity, cultural identity, sexual orientation, gender identity, ability, education, relationship status, family structure, and life challenges. Your diversity and uniqueness are valued. Your questions and your doubts have a home here. I bet they do. You, your spouse, your partner, children, family, and friends are welcome to be full participants in the life of our church. I bet. I'm sure. Right? Sure they are. Doesn't matter what you are. If you want to marry a rabbit and fornicate with a rabbit, well, hey, you're welcome. Bring your rabbit to church. Doesn't matter. Just remember, lest you think my statement is so far-fetched. Remember, Rome brought asses into the altar. Just remember that. That's what the Roman Catholic papacy did. They brought him right to church with them. Their church. And every single thing, every single thing that God hates in the book of Leviticus, they are going to do in these Antichrist churches. And bestiality is one of those things. They are going to do it. They are going to approve it. They are. And if you don't agree with it, well, you're just some kind of an intolerant freak. Right? You're just some kind of intolerant weirdo. There's something wrong with you. There's just something wrong with you because you don't accept all this diversity and uniqueness. Diversity and uniqueness are valued. Gotcha. So, this is another sellout. And of course, the king of apostate churches in Northfield. Accepting everyone, whoever you are. Really? Even a mean old preacher like me? You mean even me? I could come up there and you'd accept me? And I bring my King James Bible and I preach the message of the Bible? Everybody except you, loser. Not you, loser. Like I had him tell me before when I'm out there on the street preaching. He say, now you're going to hell. Wait a minute, you told me you don't believe in hell. Yeah, but I hate you and you're definitely going to hell. Wait a minute, I thought you said you didn't believe in hell. You're definitely going to hell. You are, though. That's what they said. Man, I had a Mormon lady, so or a JW lady, so mad at my door in Northfield. She knocked on my door. Because I told, man, I gave her the deity of Christ. Jesus Christ is God! Man, I nailed it. I nailed it. Man, that woman, I got to quit yelling. What's wrong with me? I got to tone it down a little bit. Just tone it down a little bit. Tone it down. So I told him, man, that lady goes, maybe you're going to end up there. I was like, lady, you don't even believe in hell. Maybe you're going there. He thinks white women speak with forked tongue. Ah! I do have me fun. All right, anyway. Here we go. Welcoming all with programs for people of all ages to turn you into a devil worshiper. Oh, wait, that part's not in there. That wasn't in there. Wait. that would be like the truth in the little print down there. That would, you know, the disclaimer down at the bottom. But of course, you know, they that part wouldn't be in there though, right? With programs for people of all ages. There's a place for you here. Come and visit us soon. Oh my goodness. Presentation and conversation on transgender issues. April 23rd, you could join a presentation and a discussion on transgender issues. Oh boy. Wait, you mean there's actually some men that go there? Who really thinks there's any men that go there? Who thinks there's any men that go to this church with these two broads standing up there acting like men? Who actually thinks that there's any men there? Does anybody think there's any men actually there? Could you imagine having a men's group? Could you imagine having a men's group with these bunch of stinking heathens? Could you imagine it? I can't even imagine it. I can't imagine showing up to these two broads talking to me. Like, I mean, like, what would you do? What would you do? What would a real man do sitting there? Look at these guys. Mostly, it's all a bunch of old ladies. Old, mean ladies. But the few effeminate guys that are afraid of their wives that are sitting in there. And yeah, in case you haven't realized, I am making fun of them, yes. I'm mocking their fake religion. I'm mocking their lying, deceitful, and wicked, abominable, fake religion. Yes, I am. Wholeheartedly, I am. And some of you that hear this later might say,
Well, he's just not very nice guy because he's making fun of those people. He should speak really sweet nothings in their ears and talk really nice to them while they lead a bunch of people to hell. What's the matter with them anyway?
Look, you're never going to reach these. You're never going to reach these men if you tell them they're effeminate little women that are hanging around a bunch that are letting women lead them. Well, what am I going to do? Send them to hell number two? They're already going to hell.
You should just be really nice to them and talk really nice and sweet to them.
Yeah, that's what you guys are doing. And they ain't listening. Like, you don't realize that these people have devils. They know what they're doing. And God calls them Jezebels. Calls them worse than that. He says they're a bunch of whores he's going to burn in bed. And by the way, you know what else they're doing? They're making a comfortable place for people to religiously go to bring their children to mutilate their genitals and transition them into the monsters that they are. Ah, well, you ought to just calm down. I mean, what's the matter with you anyway?
It reminds me of that lady down south. You can't tell people they're going to hell.
Yeah, I can. I not only can, I have to. Or there's this right here. All are welcome. And what you want to do is say, "Hey, Mrs. Fake Preacher. Hey, Mrs. Lying Deceptive Wolf, could you please read 1 Corinthians 14:34? Kind of expound on that a little bit. Let your women keep silence in the churches, for it is not permitted unto them to speak, but they are commanded to be under obedience. As also saith the law, or maybe you could go to 1 Timothy 2:12. This is preacher man, I mean woman, or whatever you call yourself. 1 Timothy 2:12, but I suffer not a woman to teach, nor to usurp authority over the man. Just say that. Just say that to him. And watch their Jezebel lesbian cackles come up. And their fangs come out. When they get around real men, oh my goodness, do they ever lose it. But I suffer not a woman to teach, nor to usurp authority over the man, but to be in silence. For Adam was first formed, then Eve. Just look at me like, Adam was first, Adam was first. Look, I never miss an opportunity to preach against Jezebel, fake, lying, phony female pastors. So rest assured, by the grace of God tomorrow, I will do my best to make sure Rest assured, I'll do my best tomorrow to make sure I preach. So in case they're confused, we'll help them understand it a little bit better. So this is the UCC. This is, I believe, the same place that they had the... Oh, remember? Oh, let's see if I can find it. Remember the... Remember when I made people mad with the old nasty granny video? Oh... Oh, let's see if I can find it here. Oh, where's the old nasty granny video? I know it's somewhere around this
says,
one.
I will set no unclean thing before mine eyes. Male and female.
Is it on this one? No, it's not on this one. This is one that...
This is not a church of... New creature.
Some guy said, I would have let her talk. Well, good. Maybe you should have let her talk. I didn't want to hear what she had to say. After she told me she fruited two of her kids. What else is I going to say? Trying to find that one. The one... Carl, maybe you could find that one. The nasty granny video. I don't know where that one is. The nasty granny video. But that was outside of the UCC church. Oh, I think I got it. Remember that? I think it's this one right here.
Yes! Judgment of the country!
Those guys were funny, though. I don't know who they were, but they're like, bad granny. Bad granny. And they took their... They're right. That was a bad granny. I think it's this video.
Against those... It's coming. For the false... Those false...
It's somewhere around here. She was quite upset with me.
The church of... The abomination.
That woman wasn't the least bit afraid of me. You're right about that. She'd have ate my brains if she had a chance.
That are guilt.
I'm not sure where it is, but... That's right, Andre. I do remember you saying somebody saying that. I wouldn't want that lady's cookies. Anyway, that old granny was mad. But that's the United Church of Christ that had the gospel drag show. Yeah, they like to throw all kinds of accusations, say all kinds of crazy things. But anyway. So. Oh, let me find that. Oh, here it is. Okay. So that's the United Church of Christ, right? So they're part of the apostasy. Here's the Northfield United Methodist Church. Open hearts, open minds, open doors. But notice, not open Bibles. Because if you opened your Bible, it would close your mind to a bunch of apostasy. It would close some doors to some things, and it would close your heart to evil. But you don't have an open Bible. Oh, they do have a Oh, isn't this wonderful? They have a coffee shop office hours for Pastor Rachel. Isn't that wonderful? Pastor Rachel will be there from 12:30 to 2 p.m. Man, I mean, it's like how many female pastors, falsely so-called, are in this stinking town?
They are. Well, they need to repent. Your sons need to be saved. They're in trouble with God. Your sons are going to die and go to hell.
Good.
You'd rather them go? It's good that your sons are going to hell? What kind of mother are you?
I'm a good one.
No, you're not. You just damned your kids to hell. Yes, you did. You said good. They're going to hell. That's what you said, lady. No, you said that. You said you're good. They're going to hell. You said good. Yeah, you did. I got it recorded if you want to hear it.
What? Everybody in town can hear you shouting.
Ain't that great? Isn't that a blessing?
It's wonderful. I love it. I love it. She said, everybody in town can hear you shouting. Good. They need to.
That they hear the preaching of God's word. You need to hear it because you're going to die and go to hell. Why would you go? Are you going in there?
You bet.
You're going to go watch perversion? You know, grandmas used to teach Sunday school class. Now you're teaching drag class. Think about your sick, demented mind for a second. Think about how no, you're a sick, demented woman. You are a sick, demented woman. You're not teaching Sunday school. You're teaching drag school. You know, you're vile in God's eyes, that God hates that, that God is angry with your wickedness and your perversion. Your God is Satan. He's the God of this world, and he blinded your mind. And you believe in the God of this world, and you're going to die and go to hell. You are going to hell. You are a fallen creature, and you are going to hell. You are teaching little children about naked people in there that are dressing like a bunch of nasty sluts and sticking dollar bills in them like that. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. Do you have any shame at all, woman? Do you have any shame at all? No, you don't have any shame, do you, woman? None at all. Because you got a perverse
perverted spirit, that's why. You damned your kids to hell, and you want to go damn those kids to hell. You better repent, lady. Hell's going to be hot for you. You are in so much trouble with God right now. You are in so much trouble. You better think about your never-dying soul. You better think about what's at stake, because it's your soul. And you don't only want to go to hell yourself. You want to drag a whole bunch of little kids with you and everybody else. That's a sick, demented person with a fallen, sick nature. And your nature is going to consume you. This sexual perversion is going
to
consume
you.
No, I don't. No, I got a lot of voice in me. Isn't that something? Oh, I'm human. I got the spirit of Almighty God in me, lady, and I can do this all night. You can't keep up with me, lady. You'll never be able to do it. You're looking at a real gospel preacher here, not some fake that plays one on TV in there. You got a real gospel preacher.
Oh! Bam! Now, right about now, some of you effeminate people do not like what I just said to this lady. But I just want the record to show that little children are going in there and watching nasty, perverted dudes dress in gross dresses and twerk and play nasty, vile music in front of them. And I gave her the law, and I gave her the gospel. And if you don't like it, tough! I don't care!
In front of you, lady, and I ain't backing down for nothing. You're about ready to die and go to hell. Lady, your days are numbered. You ain't getting no younger. You better repent and believe the gospel before it's too late. You better turn from your sexual perversion. Leading your sons to hell. You can't make me be quiet. You don't know anybody that can make me be quiet. You don't know anyone that can make me be quiet. Because God sent me here to speak, and I'm going to keep talking until he takes me home. That's what I'm going to do, and I'm warning you, lady. You're in trouble with God. You're a sick, twisted pervert. And you're, yeah, you are. A sick, no, I'm not. I don't want to pervert kids. You do. You want to.
That was a good one.
I just took a breath.
Oh. This is why I don't have very many friends. This is why I don't get invited to camp meetings. This is why I'm not invited to the hoorah hoorah meeting. Oh. I have to take a breath now. I'm sorry. Ah, I haven't seen this in a while, and I just enjoyed this. I really, like, you can't shame me with this. I don't feel bad about doing this. In fact, I'd do it again. If I had another chance, I would do it again. I would do the exact same thing again. If I had another chance. If I had another crack at it. I'd tell her again. You know why? Nobody else is going to tell her, but the guys that are standing there, she's a pervert. No one else is going to tell her. They're all afraid of her. Right? So, that's the UCC. Aren't they great? So, here's the Northfield United Methodist Church. And they're supporting this. The mission of the Northfield United Methodist Church. We are companions in Christ, called, nurtured, and sent for this purpose: to glorify God by acts of worship, devotion, compassion, and justice.
Really? Welcome. Learn about our welcoming statement. Okay, let's do it. We affirm that all people are created in the image of God, and as beloved children of God, all are worthy of God's love and grace. Really? Well, I want to go on record to tell you, my name's Pastor Cooley, and I am not worthy of God's love and grace. Jesus Christ is worthy of God's love and God's grace. And by his mercy, I've been washed and redeemed and made whole and made worthy in God's eyes by Christ Jesus alone and his sacrifice on Calvary. There is nothing I can do. I, as a fallen creature, I am guilty before God. Dead in trespasses and sins without Christ. I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, but not because I'm worthy. It's because Christ is worthy. I am worthy of hell and damnation. I am worthy of the righteous justice of God to throw me into hell. By his mercy, saved us by the washing of regeneration, the renewing of the Holy Ghost, by the atonement that was made on Calvary. I am worthy by Christ alone. That's it. Not because I was born and I'm worthy. Yeah, you're worthy of what Adam was worthy of. What? Death. Hell. Damnation. That's what we're worthy of. The judgment of God. But in Christ, we are made whole. By repentance and faith in Jesus Christ alone. It is the gospel. It is the atonement. It is Christ alone. But they preach a false humanistic gospel to you. These people are devils. We affirm that all people are created in the image of God. And as beloved children of God, all are worthy of God's love and grace, regardless of their sexual orientation, gender identity, family status, race, ethnicity, physical or mental ability, socioeconomic status, or age. We unreservedly support and affirm the full inclusion of persons of all sexual orientations and gender identities in all facets of ministry at Northfield UMC. Including ordination and marriage. So what they're saying is they're going to let you into their church no matter what you are, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it. And see, if God's not going to let you in heaven, you shouldn't be welcomed into the Lord's church. And these people are not the Lord's church. They are the church of the Antichrist. They are not the Lord's church. Do you see why I can't stand these people? You see why I can't stand them? Absolutely can't stand them. Because they're wicked and they're leading people to hell. They're preaching a false gospel to them.
So, these are the people that support that. Do you realize they're preaching a false gospel to them? Absolutely. Teaching them lies. They're lying spirits. They have devils. The Bible says in the end times, the Spirit speaketh expressly, then in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. They are liars. They are of their father, the devil, and the lust of their father they will do. This is who they are. And then, of course, who could forget about St. John's ELCA Northfield, Minnesota Church? Oh, look. I think it's really cool. They have a Tai Chi class. Yeah, that's just what a church needs, is a Tai Chi class. Fair trade coffee sales. I don't even know what that is. I probably don't want to know. What's a NAMI support group? Congregational life. All are welcome. A congregation of the Evangelical Church in America. What is that? Does anybody know? What is the Evangelical Church of in America? I've never been to that. I've never been to one of those. Of the Evangelical Church in America. I don't know what that is. I only attend local New Testament churches. At St. John's Lutheran Church, you'll find a vibrant faith community rooted in the Lutheran tradition. Yeah, that's not true. How do you lie like that? I'm not even Lutheran, and I have my differences with Martin Luther. We all know. I've preached on him. But that's a lie. That is just a flat-out lie. The shape of our church includes all people, valuing family participation through activities for children to adults, and encouraging the growth and nurturing of faith together. A congregation of the Evangelical Church in America. We are grounded in the promise of God's grace. No, you're not. And extended Christ's welcome to all people. Wait a minute. No, I found what type of grace you have. I'll show you. It's right here in Jude. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. For there are certain men crept in unawares who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness. What is lasciviousness? Looseness, irregular indulgence of animal desires, wantonness, lustfulness. Tendency to excite lust and promote irregular indulgences. So in other words, they're perverts. Yeah, that's what they are. They turn the grace of our God into lasciviousness. We are a member of the Reconciling in Christ initiative. That would be the Reconciling in Antichrist initiative. That's what that would be. That would be the Reconciling into Antichrist initiative. They just can't be honest, can they? We are a member of the Reconciling in Christ initiative and are proud to welcome lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and queer Lutherans in all aspects of the life, church, congregation, and community. Read our welcoming statement. Here it is. You are welcome here. There it is. It gives a whole new meaning to that song. There's a welcome here. There's a welcome here. There's an Antichrist welcome here. Sorry. So. Hey, but they'll play softball with you. They're a Reconciling in Christ congregation. ELCA. Well, there you go. There's another one. They're supporting the event tomorrow. Love beyond belief. Yeah. They have a phony love beyond the belief of Jesus Christ. That's what they have. Welcome to the Unitarian Universalist Fellowship of Northfield. Ah. We welcome atheists and theists, young and old, families and singles, people of every culture and ethnicity, LGBTQ+, and straight people. You are truly welcome at the Unitarian Universalist Fellowship. I bet, because you don't stand for anything. Open minds, loving hearts, helping hands.
I bet.
This stands for Flamers. That right there. That stands for Flamers. See the flame? That's Flamers. Join us in person. All we stand around and nobody's in charge and we all stand around and look funny. In addition to Sunday services, we gather throughout the year to mark important moments like solstice, Christmas Eve, memorial services, weddings, transgender naming affirmations. What in the world is a transgender naming affirmation? Aha. Each Sunday morning at 10 a.m., we gather on-site and online for an hour to deepen and renew our spiritual lives. A blend of music, story, spoken message, and quiet reflection draws us into a shared experience of the sacred. In other words, they're witches. It's easy as that. In other words, they're a bunch of witches. Right? That's who they are. That's just making sure you understand it very clearly that okay, so there you go. Those are all the faith organizations. That's who they are. All supporting it. Local organizations. Age-friendly Northfield. I thought it was interesting that the 50 North Senior Citizen Center is supporting these perverts. Do you not think that was... I thought that was really interesting. They kicked us out a long time ago, made us leave. Because the guy on the board got mad because that we preached outside of his daughter's business or something, so they just kicked us out. Whatever. So anyway, but it's weird that 50 North, the Senior Center, is actually supporting that. Isn't that weird? Thought it was weird. Oh, look. It's the satanic organization, The Key. Definitely a satanic organization. Look at the inside of that place. Bunch of devils. Yep. Yep, definitely a wicked organization. Oh, and the local public radio. I think it's a public radio station. I'm not sure. Maybe it's not. No, I don't think it is public radio. But they're supporting it too. Rotary Club. They got to support it. Taylor Center for Equity and Inclusion. Yeah, there you go. Oh, look, it's the Northfield Public Library. It's great. Our funds and our taxes are going for them to support the LGBTQ and transgender movement. Isn't that great? Huh. So they're supporting it. Northfield Arts Guild. Who in town doesn't support it? Asked Pilgrim Lady. Well, us, for sure. We might be the only ones, but us. The Community Action Center supports it. A Very Moxie production supports it. You know, Moxie, the dude that wears a dress? That dude? Yeah, that guy. That weird dude that dresses like a lady. Healthy Community Initiative. I don't even know what that is. I wonder if Hosanna Church supports that. They're linked up with these people. I wonder if they support that. We'll see, I guess. Let's look. Maybe they don't openly, but maybe they funnel money through this organization. I guess that's a good question to ask them. Let's go. I'm new. What we believe. Okay. Okay. We teach the Holy Bible is inspired by God and is without error in its original manuscripts. Really? Well, what is it now? Uh-oh. Look, what's this? Okay. Because, you know, churches need heads of marketing. They need. I need a head of marketing. Not really. Man. There it is. Nope, that's not it. I gotta get back to my spot, man. There it is. Okay. So, the Community Action Center, Outfront Minnesota. Oh, we know these guys. They love us at Outfront Minnesota. They love us. They want to end conversion therapy. Well, let's get this straight. I don't believe in conversion therapy. I believe in conversion. I believe that you need to be saved by the grace of God. You're going to die a sodomite on your way to hell. Healthcare for All is supporting Pride in the Park. Minnesota Transgender Alliance. Go. I don't even know what this is. Oh, yeah, we know about the key. We know about them real well. Reclaim. Trans Lifeline provides trans peer support. Okay. Transforming families. No matter how you say, what's that? Two spirit. Ah, gender fluid or true, two spirit. Did you see that? Did you see that? One of the names for that is Two-Spirit. Did you catch that? Two-Spirit. Well, I've always thought they have a devil in them. Two-Spirit. Yep, I agree. I agree. Goods and services. Hey, the chaotic cow is going to be there. What in the world is a chaotic cow? I don't even know what that is. Oh, of course, the gayest store in Northfield. And that's a title, let me tell you. Just Foods. Yep. I thought this one was interesting, the witches here. Nine Rock Shop and Spiritual Supplies. Just an open witch. Making money off charged objects. See? Here's the witch. Look what she says here. I'm so excited to be sharing my insights and wisdom with all of you who have found Nine Bookshop, Rock Shop, excuse me, and Spiritual Supplies. My name is Bree, a girl raised in a small community in the state of Minnesota. At a young age, I was introduced to the ideas of metaphysics, witchcraft, and throughout the years, I've inquired more and more about topics pertaining to metaphysics, religion, holistic lifestyles. After studying under the guidance of my aunt, a shaman teacher psychic based out of Ohio, my spirituality and thirst to learn was more ignited. Working in a crystal shop in Ohio allowed me to learn a lot about rocks, gems, and minerals, what elements they are made of, and their energetic properties. Since working with the stones, I've attracted many individuals that have contributed to my spiritual growth. I am ready to dive in and share everything I know and continue to learn with you all. I am so happy you are here. There you go. Nine Rock Shop. How about the number nine? Huh? Right? Yep, she's a witch. Which nasty comic book, they're definitely witches. There you go. So all of them are coming together with their spiritual energy. Man, say it ain't so. Not even Northfield Taekwondo. Misfit BJJ. Health Finders Collaborative. Little Frida's Taco Shop. There you go. Eminent Brewing. The drunks are going to support it. The Brick Oven Bakery supports it. The Cakewalk supports it. The Farmstead Bike Shop. There you go. The Grand Event Center. So they're all going to support it. There you go. So you have a good number of people here, organizations, groups that are all coming together to support. And most of it's about money. That's what most of it's about. It ends up most of the time always being about money with most of these. About money. Here's their Facebook page. Nearly 2,000 people turned out. For that event. Oh, look at that. There's a bunch of witches there. Isn't that something? So when we're there, I'm going to ask the other people in the town. I'd like to know why they don't want to be there. The preachers, why they aren't there. Why aren't they warning those people? So, you pray for us. I'm going to move on to something else here, but you pray for us. Because the devil's definitely not happy. And here's the newest, revealers. Chick-fil-A hires diversity, equity, and inclusion vice president. Chick-fil-A, the once seemingly robust fortress of Christian capitalism, has begun to crumble, and it seems they found a new cornerstone, not in Jesus, but in the wily ideologies of Marxism, feminism, and LGBTQ movement. Their latest faux pas, hiring a vice president of diversity, equity, and inclusion. Oh, how the mighty have fallen, and where in the world will Christians eat? On the golden days, Chick-fil-A was a truly conservative, principled business, standing firm on the rock-solid Christian foundation laid by its founder, Truett Cathy. Yet today, we witness a spectacle of cultural capitulation that reeks of Marxist-inspired equity and inclusion. But you see, this is the way of the world. This is the way it goes. Because it will eventually all come down to money. And they want the LGBTQ money. That's what they want. One must wonder, when did Chick-fil-A decide to forsake the eternal truth, the gospel, for the fleeting applause of the cultural elite? When did they trade the narrow gate for the broad highway of fashionable social movements? Seems we have our answer, and it's as disappointing as it is revealing. The trajectory of Chick-fil-A's fall from grace can be traced back many years, but one particular incident stands out like a sore thumb. In 2019, Chick-fil-A decided to pull its charity funding from the Salvation Army and the Fellowship of Christian Athletes due to these organizations' conservative stance on homosexuality. Chick-fil-A also decided to redirect funding to a homeless charity that regularly marches in gay pride parades. To twist the knife in deeper, this change comes under the guise of better together, a sugar-coated phrase that pays lip service to unity while systematically dismantling the Christian values that made Chick-fil-A a beacon of Christian ethics in a murky sea of secularism. See, but here's the thing. As the churches in America accept LGBTQ, so will the Christian businesses, in quotes. Why? Because the churches are accepting it. That's why. Because the churches accept it. Christians are accepting it. So because Christians are accepting it, these other groups are going to accept it. Because they know it's not going to cost them anything. That's why. And to be honest with you, I never ate Chick-fil-A because they were Christians. If I had to get something to eat because I was out, I'd get it. And I think Cane's has better chicken than Chick-fil-A anyway. Way better chicken and way better fries. But anyway. But they're turning the chickens gay. I don't even think it's that good. I think Cane's is way better. If you ever eat Cane's chicken, you'll never want to eat Chick-fil-A again. You'll be like, what am I eating this for? Anyway. Cane's is way better, like 10 times better. Not even close. I'd have to try Zaxby's. You'd have to prove that one to me, Andrea, but maybe you're right. I don't know. I'd have to, that one you'd have to prove to me. So, I mean, they're all gay. I mean, it's the world. They're all the world. I mean, I don't trust any of them. That's just who they are. My wife and daughters make me a Christian meal. I know I'm getting a Christian meal then. All right. Charging you double for this one, though.
Well, I turned on the television just to watch the evening news, and what I saw on there made me want to crawl right through the tube. Cause they were talking about this wedding, but they only showed two men. So I fired off this little email with some words just for them. Come on down to the farm, come on out to the barn. You won't find two roosters walking arm in arm. They couldn't make no chicken, they don't lay no eggs to hatch. When God said love your brother, can't make make a stallion. Two bulls can't make a cow. It takes a male and a female for the species to go on. And there'll be no reproduction if the plumbing is all wrong. So come on down to the farm. Come on out to the barn. You won't find two roosters walking arm in arm. They couldn't make no chicken. They don't lay no eggs to hatch. When God said, love your brother, I don't think he meant like that. Well, we used to teach our children all about the birds and the bees. Now the world keeps telling them, you can do anything you please. We need to get back to the Bible, back to the gospel truth. 'Cause a million happy roosters won't make a single chicken. So come on down to the farm. Come on out to the barn. You won't find two roosters walking arm in arm. They couldn't make no chicken. They don't lay no eggs to hatch. When God said, love your brother, I don't think he meant like that. When God said, love your brother, I don't think he meant like that.
Okay, and then, you know, because they all believe in evolution, I have to play this. I just have to.
Oh, yes, I remember a poor deluded professor who used to sing me this song.
Billions and billions of years ago, a blob climbed out of the sea. He looked at the sky and yelled, I'd like to fly, and poof, he sprouted some wings. He climbed up a tree to the very tip top. He jumped off a limb and he hit with a plop. He broke both his legs, so he started to hop.
Ribbit, ribbit.
Billions and billions of years ago. I know it's absurd and it doesn't make sense, but we can explain if you give us a chance. We know it's not science, but we're really sincere. And it sure seems to help to add billions of years. And billions of years ago, a frog went out for a stroll. The froggy went, brr, I could show you some fur. And poof, hair started to grow. It grew on his hands and his little webbed feet. It grew on his head and it really looked neat. He thought, I'm a monkey, I'll swing from a tree. Billions and billions of years ago.
Sing it, class.
We know it's absurd and it doesn't make sense, but we can explain if you give us a chance. We know it's not science, but we're really sincere. We're really sincere. And it sure seems to help to add billions of years.
Now, class, listen carefully. Oh, this is the best part. Oh, you're going to love this. Now, listen.
Billions and billions of years ago, a monkey sat on a rock.
Said with a wink,
I'm a genius, I think.
And poof, he started to talk.
Oh, yes, he did. The problems of math he could now understand.
He made a trombone and he started a band.
changed from a monkey right into a man. Billions and billions of years ago.
Doesn't make sense, but we can explain if you give us a chance. We know it's not science, but we're really sincere. And it sure seems to help to add billions of years. It sure seems to help to add billions of years.
Billions and billions of years ago.
Very good, lads, very good.
Oh, and Carl's favorite.
Oh, I'm so happy in the Lord, as since he saved my soul. I'll shout it from the mountaintop, Christ Jesus made me whole. Oh, la doo, 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 la doo. To tell the world of Jesus' love to all this world we roam, rejoicing, singing praises always till he takes us home. His word declares that when we die, the heavenly gate he'll open. So each day here we'll walk with him in liberty and hope.
Okay, let's try this one.
I've something in my heart that Jesus gave to me. It makes me feel like singing glory all the day. He found my captive soul and gave me liberty. And now I feel like singing glory. He makes the man feel brighter every passing day. He makes the burden lighter right along the way. His word is my delight, his will I now obey. And all the time I'm singing glory.
My Savior took my feet from out the miry clay. Since then I have been singing glory all the day.
He placed them on the rock that shall not pass away.
I cannot keep from singing. Then you will feel like singing glory. He makes the bed grow brighter every passing day. He makes the burden lighter,
makes the heart along the way.
His word is my delight, his will I now obey. And all the time I'm singing, and all the time I'm singing glory all the way.
right, I'm trying to find one here. My wife told me what the title of it was. See if I can find it. Give me a second. There it is. Right.
My heart shall be troubled no more, and never shall I be afraid. For Jesus has left me his peace, great comfort in all he has said. Yes, Jesus has given his peace, great comfort in all he has said. Yololo do 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 do, yololo do 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 do.
A comforter ever abides, who sent from the Father above, doth teach me all things in his word, to live by and die by. What love! He teaches me all of his words, I'll live by and die by his love.
He brings to remembrance his truth, to guide me with light on my way. I love to keep all his commands, not grievous but joyous each day. I love to keep all his commands, not grievous but joyous today.
Amen. All right, everybody. God bless you. And those are some good songs there and really good ones. Pray for us. Tomorrow we'll be going out and preaching. And it's going to be crazy out there. Of course, it always, especially Northfield. Northfield has a special amount of satanic depravity that is without natural affection that goes way beyond other places. So please be praying for us. And we will actually be preaching. We will be streaming live somewhere between 12 and 4 p.m. Central Time. So you pray for us. It's going to be crazy. And pray for us. Our rent has gone up 40% at the meeting house, and we're looking for another place to meet. So you pray for us to have wisdom that God would provide that place and that God would take care of us for those needs as well. We have to be out by August 31st. So you pray for us, please, about that. Thirdly, if you'd like to give to our ministry, you can PayPal us at salvationpreacher@gmail.com. You can do Venmo, Apple Pay. You can mail us a check at 1030 South Highway 3, Northfield, Minnesota, 55057. For right now, anyway. We'll get you a new address when that changes. But definitely, you could do that as well. Or Cash App or whatever the Lord leads you to do. Or if nothing, if you can't do anything, then you can pray. You can pray and ask God to speak to somebody else's heart. Well able to give, and that God has provided for them to be able to give, right? So you pray for us and our needs, because we've got a lot. And I've got some extra expenses coming up here that tune of thousands that will be due in July. So quite a bit, probably $4,000 or $5,000 worth of bills and things that have to be taken care of here by July sometime. So you just pray that the Lord would continue to provide that, and he would meet our needs and take care of us there. But anyway, God bless you all. We are blessed to have you here. We love you, and pray for us, and we'll pray for you, and we'll see you live tomorrow. Now, remember, parental discretion advised. You've got underage people. Don't put this on your TV for them to hear. Those people get kind of nasty, right? Pray for Danielle to read the scriptures and be obedient to God, and to be helped through this time in her life as well. Okay, so you pray for us and pray for her. All right, everybody. God bless you all. Take care. We'll see you live there tomorrow out there preaching.